Michelle Klamyan, Inc., a happiness and productivity coach, speaker, author of Finding Success and Balance, My Journey of the Cheerful Mind, and host of live stream show Cheerful Conversations. After years of working in various industries, April realized her true passion for helping more joy, balance, and ease. She uses the strategies of productivity, goal setting, and planning infused with personal development, methodologies, stress management, and self-care to help curb overwhelm the results that from a busy lifestyle, and helps people have more fun while getting stuff done. You can learn more about April, and she's going to tell you about her website and her speech.
Dr. Sam, back here or up there?
Right there.
Hey, guys. As Luna said, my name is April Schluter. I am the Chief Energy Officer of thecheerfulmind.com and the host of Cheerful Conversations. I am a coach, speaker, and author of this one lovely book that is in purple, my favorite color. And I was really thinking about what I wanted to talk about today. And, you know, I would say that this writing a book was not necessarily something that I grew up wanting to do. I am an engineer by trade, the nerdy kind with an electrical engineering, like put circuits together. And I just geek out on math and science. So writing a book, and I would almost say that writing a book was probably one of the last things on my mind. But when I was younger, I had this passion for journalism. And I thought that maybe, you know, when I grew up that I would be a newscaster or something like that, somebody on TV. And as I kind of grew through my life, I was really still passionate about math and science and a whole bunch of other things. I did a lot of music and theater when I was growing up, and I just was trying to find my way. But I think that the influences of my awesome parents, they wanted me to be a doctor, lawyer, engineer, and, you know, there's math and science embedded in some of that. So I went down this path of getting really interested in physics and other stuff like that. As was mentioned in my bio, I kind of went through a ton of different industries. So I started out of college working in IT consulting. And after that, I was really, really not sure if this is what I wanted to do. I felt like there was something just didn't fit, and I was traveling the world, and it was just too much on my work-life balance. It took me away from my family. So I ended up deciding for something more predictable, and I became a high school math teacher for a few years. After that, which I absolutely loved working with kids, I did work in the city of Chicago, which was a little bit different from what I had been raised in the northern suburbs of Chicago, and there was just a lot of, you know, different types of issues that I saw. Maybe, you know, some of my students' education wasn't such a priority. But I was such a determined person that I figured that I would, you know, do whatever I could to inspire them to get excited about math, which sometimes people don't like math. So I ended up being in that job for about 3 years, and I burned myself out. And I wasn't really happy. My husband would probably say that was probably the lowest part of our marriage, because I was so consumed with everything that I was doing. So then I moved into, I quit that job, and I ended up moving into higher education on the administrative and finance side. Ended up loving that and doing that for 8 or 9 years. And I came across a point where I was trying to work my way up the chain in my career, and I started stressing out because I started having some conflict with my boss, who I was getting along with, and we worked together for 3 years. But basically what had happened was that the job I had been put into to basically do a lot of crunching numbers and spreadsheets, it was taking me away from a lot of things that I was passionate about, working with people, you know, having interactions, thinking high-level strategy. I was doing a lot of number crunching, sitting behind a desk, and it was soul-sucking. I got so stressed out about this that it started manifesting in my health, and I lost a big chunk of hair. Found out the morning that I was trying to apply an interview for another job. So I had a three 3-inch bald patch on the back of my head, and it was the first time that I realized that I needed to make a change. And I ended up going on medical leave, really just trying to take some time off to really discover, you know, what am I here on this earth to do? Because I don't think it was sitting behind a computer crunching numbers. As much as it had energized my brain, because it was math, and, you know, I love those things, but there was something that was missing. And I ended up quitting my job a couple months later, which is probably 3 years ago today. And I felt completely lost, not really sure what I wanted to do. But I also knew that I was really great at productivity. I was really great at accomplishing different goals. I have a very long list of different things that I've done in my life, and they came very natural to me. But there was always something about how I stayed focused to make those things done. So the journey of actually becoming an author came from this idea of really understanding what it is that I wanted. And then when I was clear about that, wanting to share that message with people, because there's only so much that you can do being in person, in front of people, there's so many people in the world. And so I think it was August 11th, 2015, I was driving to a flying trapeze class, and I was listening to a podcast about how you could write a book in a weekend. And I was a little skeptical about writing a book in that short amount of time, but that was the inspiration that I got to say, if people can write a book in a weekend, then I can write a book. And I had no idea what I was going to write about. I had no idea how to even publish a book. But that was the catalyst to trying to figure out, how do I become a published author? This is not something that, it was just only 3 years ago that I decided maybe I should try this. So using some of the tools that I use with all of my clients for, setting goals and accomplishing them, I went through that same process. The first thing was just really understanding what is it that I want to share? What is the message? And I was realizing that there are so many, there's so many things that I've accomplished and done, but there's something about a lot of the stories that I've constantly told to people in my life, and there had to be some sort of common thread. I came across this idea of realizing how important work-life balance is for me. So that's kind of what my book is about, called Finding Success in Balance. And I wanted to really take some of my life stories and share them as a way of teaching people how you find work-life balance. There's a lot of people that talk about wanting balance, but they don't really know what that is. And part of that was having to figure out what that meant for myself. So going through this exploratory journey, some of the things that I did in the process of writing my book, I self-published. I had to decide, do I do the traditional thing? And how do you even take, a document that you write on your computer and turn it into a tangible book? So talking to various editors, people who've been in the self-publishing space, people who've been in traditional, trying to figure out which way would be the right way for me. I ultimately ended up deciding to go and self-publish, because I'm a little bit of a control freak, and I wanted to really, this is a story partially about my life, and I wanted people to understand that I really wanted people to see who I was in this book. I also didn't want to read books because I didn't want to get stuck in comparison. There's a lot of stuff that I do with my coaching clients that talks about how do you do things your way. And in the process, I decided to go with the self-publishing route. I hired somebody who served as my developmental editor and a writing coach. So she was kind of the person to push me through all of the obstacles when I was telling myself, what am I writing about? This doesn't make any sense. Who's going to read this? I'm a prod. All of the things that were popping up in my head about just the fear of becoming a published author. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who say they want to be an author, but don't go through it. And I think that was one of the biggest challenges, is getting over just being in my own way and telling myself that I couldn't do it. It took me about 6 months to write the book and another 6 months to get it published. It actually went live on Amazon 1 year ago yesterday. So it's been really, really great. But this book has been the catalyst for so many other things in my life. So if you're somebody who's in the audience that's thinking about either writing a book or you're trying to figure out what a book can do for you, I mean, since then, I've had a lot of opportunities. opportunities to speak. I was able to launch a program for people who have, you know, ambitious goals that they want to achieve. And I have 20 clients right now who are thinking about writing books, starting their own businesses, transitioning from 9 to 5 to entrepreneurship, and really just helping them create the lives that they want to live. And it all started with this book. And, you know, in this book, I was able to tell my story, and it helped me become a better speaker. It really helped me get super clear on the people that I was meant to help. And it, you know, this all just started just a few years ago. So I just want to empower anyone who's listening to this message that you can do anything that you set your heart to, even if it's not something that you felt like you were born with. As long as you have the right support, as long as you have the determination and drive, and as long as you're having fun along the way, that's all that matters. So that's all I wanted to say.
Publishing a book is two totally different worlds. So,
thank you. Wow, you've done an awesome transition.